It's Monday, April 18th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds In My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds In My Head. Oh man, what an awesome song. That right there, Wasting Time. It's by a band from Philadelphia called Reading Rainbow. And man, I could listen to Wasting Time just over and over. I've listened to that song dozens of times. It's so good. It's from a new album there. It's called Prism Eyes. And it's just absolutely spectacular, that song. Best thing on the album, I think. But the album is, as a whole, not bad. It's a very, very good album. And thanks, many thanks to my buddy Jessica, who introduced me to that song. She puts together these mixes every once in a while and sends them out to friends. And that song was on one of them. I really like that song a lot. Speaking of songs I like a whole lot, how about two by a band from New Orleans called The Generationals? Generationals have been around for a couple of years, I guess. Maybe last year. I don't remember when their debut came out, but it was really good. They had a great debut record. and they've got a follow-up now, which is No Sophomore Slump. In fact, it is really good. I think it's maybe better than their original, which is saying something, because their first one wasn't bad at all. But this one, it's like all 4 and 5 star songs, the whole album. It's really great. It's called Aster Caster, and we're going to hear 2 tracks from it. First, we're going to hear 10-20-10, and then we're going to hear I Promise. Both are spectacular. Both are by the Generationals, and both are right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. face, or is it something more sinister? Are you ready to pounce like a cat on a cockroach? What are your secret plans? You've got clammy hands, and your hair is berserk. Lick your lips anymore, and you'd eat your own mouth. I'll be someone else's buzzing eyes. Tail me up, tiny colossus face.
Space.
The song before the song you just heard was a band from Sydney, Australia called Richard In Your Mind. And the song we heard was Tiny Colossus Face. It's from an album of theirs called My Volcano, which is pretty great. It's a really good album, actually. You know, a lot of the songs are kind of long and soundscapey a little bit, but very much still, I think, pop music. I don't know. It's great stuff, but that's my favorite, Tiny Colossus Face. So I thought I'd pop that on the show in case you'd never heard of Richard In Your Mind. And the song we just heard is something I'm really excited about. That was a song by a couple friends of mine named Mike and Karen who are having a wedding. And that was the song that they wrote to invite people to the wedding. The song is called Here's the Invitation. And Here's the Invitation was released exclusively as a flexi disc, which came in the wedding invitation that you got in the mail that was inviting you to the wedding. Which the wedding invitation, here's the kicker, it played the flexi disc, so you could actually use the invitation that you received in the mail to play the flexi disc record that had that song on it. And the song is really good. I love that song. And the invitation is also really good, and it was designed by the one, the only, Mike Kelly. That's right, the other half of me designed the invitation, which is really, it's pretty spectacular. If you haven't seen it, it's big on the internet. So a lot of people on the internet have seen it. But if you haven't, you should go to The Sounds of My Head and look for links to where you can see, you know, a video of using the invitation to play the record. And the design itself is really great because you can see the little characters that are printed on the record. And as you rotate the record with your finger, the background interacts with the record, which is transparent. You can see these little illustrations. It's quite something. And the song is awesome too. I loved it. And Kelly and I actually met Karen at a They Might Be Giants concert, which anyone who's a frequent listener to the show perhaps knows that Kelly and I also met at a They Might Be Giants concert, a different one, but we met Karen at one as well. Anyway, speaking of They Might Be Giants, they've got a new album coming out not too long from now called Join Us, and one track from it called Can't Keep Johnny Down has already been released on the interwebs thanks to Pitchfork, which I'm going to play that song after the next song, but the next song just seemed more appropriate because it's a song that They Might Be Giants wrote for some people called Dan and Lisa for their wedding. It's kind of a wedding gift sort of song, so it seemed like an appropriate thing to play after Mike and Karen's invitation song. So here we're going to hear They Might Be Giants with Love Is Eternity, which was a web exclusive. You can download it for free. Look for links to everything I talk about, including Mike and Karen's song, at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And then after They Might Be Giants, Love Is Eternity, we're going to hear Can't Keep Johnny Down. Brand new They Might Be Giants coming out, you know, pretty soon. And in the meantime, you can download Can't Keep Johnny Down for free as well. So look for links and stay tuned for a new They Might Be Giants record coming out not too long from now. Here it is, They Might Be Giants. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head?
Dan and Lisa, hi. We kind of know you guys, but you still might wonder why we're here. You see, we're certified appointed fans of this thing called marriage, and we've got a short list of the facts you'll need. Don't say it's okay, then go to sleep, Matt. Don't act like the other doesn't know how to drive. Patience is a virtue best shared with a spouse. And remember, love's a verb, and love can be eternity. When you're surrounded by nothing enough, pitch meeting, think of your love for Lisa on this day. And Lisa, when you're surrounded by death, trapped on a cell phone, think of your love for Dan on this day. So Dan and Lisa, bye. We hardly know you guys, but we're excited
area. They might be giants, they might not.
I love. Everybody knows boys don't cry, but I need a razor blade to cut away these tears. But my brain is blown, I won't cut any deeper. I push so hard, but all I do is bleed. My pills and paste, they don't come any cheaper. Gonna cut until there's nothing left of me. Cause I'm the queen of
open me in the blue.
Right back there, two songs in a row by a band from London. They're called The Golden Silvers, and the songs we heard were Queen of the 21st Century and Another Universe. Both are from an album of theirs called True Romance. And I got to thank a listener to the show, Jillian, who commented on Facebook that I should put on The Golden Silvers. I should check them out. And she was right. They're quite good. So if you like those two tracks, you're definitely going to want to check out the whole True Romance album, because it's quite good. And, you know, of course, thank you, Jillian, for the suggestion. Keep them coming. I don't usually play most I get a lot of suggestions, actually, in email, and then, you know, increasingly now people put stuff on Facebook. It's great. I love them. I really do check out every suggestion. I've at least listened to the samples in iTunes. Sometimes if I can't really tell entirely, I actually buy the album and download it and everything. And usually, I sometimes put stuff on. It takes me a long time sometimes to get to stuff, but, you know, she suggested this a while ago, but you know, it's good stuff. So feel free to make recommendations, but don't count on me playing them, because I don't always. Most stuff I don't. And sometime I'll talk more about that, because it's actually kind of funny. But anyway, we're going to finish up this episode of the show with a band from Los Angeles. They're called Best Coast. Big fan of the Best Coast. You know, they're pretty good stuff. And this song, this isn't new or anything. This came out last year, but I never put it on the show. It's a song called Boyfriend. It's from their album Crazy for You, which is a great album. And if you like Boyfriend, I think it's probably their best song off the album, but it also sounds exactly like everything else on the album. So if you like it, you should definitely check out the whole release. It's got a lot of tracks and they're all really good. So here we go, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Best Coast and Boyfriend.
There's nothing worse than sitting all alone at home.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Jessica, as covered by They Might Be Giants. I also talked over No One Knows My Plan by They Might Be Giants, as covered by Apocalypso. And I talked over Jamaica by Richard In Your Mind. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also become a fan in Facebook. And don't forget, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Tune in again in 2 weeks on May 2nd for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.